You are back on the fringe. This is a follow-up from the previous episode on 5 ways to spot a master manipulator. I got some positive feedback that I appreciate greatly, and I wanted to take some time to discuss a few more examples of unsavory social scenarios you may find yourself in that maybe we might overlook for lack of knowledge or experience. I've heard other people speak on this, and this has happened to me from time to time, where maybe an issue arises with someone and you wish to address it in a calm but friendly manner, nothing too serious. And as you're relaying your concerns, maybe it's something they did, or maybe there was a misunderstanding and you're looking for clarity. And instead of clarity, what you start to get is the person trying to make you feel bad for either noticing or asking or trying to resolve the situation. Somehow you are doing something wrong. You're not yelling, you're not cursing, you're not even trying to be mean in any underhanded fashion. You're just seeking clarity and, if need be, hoping to establish an appropriate boundary. But that's not happening because you feel like you're being stonewalled in some way, or the person isn't interested in reaching the same goals as you are. That can be very disappointing, especially when it's someone you care about, someone you really like being around. And it sucks. I would say use your intuition. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all for situations like that. I generally just calmly accept the situation for what it is. It might take a while, but I try not to put myself in that situation again with that person if I can help it. And there, even if you notice, there's no need to lash out or point out, I see what you're doing, I know you're doing this, I know you're doing that. A lot of people, when they're doing things like that, it's just a mechanism that they've practiced using over the years, and it's probably worked for them, so they've decided to keep on doing it. Who are you to shatter the delulu? Another example is when maybe you're treated poorly in subtle situations. Some people oscillate between being courteous and diplomatic with you and then finding little ways to exclude you. Like if you're in a group, finding little ways to keep you from being included in certain ways. Like maybe during a conversation they overlook you. It might not be that obvious because maybe the person knows that if they do that, it might become more obvious that you're a problem for them. So they might do other things like walk ahead and leave you behind if you're all going somewhere by foot or something. Or maybe there is an event coming up and they may gather a certain group of people and not tell you. I don't know, in friendship groups it's different. Some people are closer to others than others and it's fine. Some people are closer, some people are not as close, some people feel more comfortable doing things with certain people than other people, and that's perfectly fine. But sometimes it can feel somewhat hostile, but because some people are extremely well versed at diplomacy and being courteous and pleasant, it's very easy to hide things like that if they are trying to do certain things to sort of let you know in their own way that you are not welcome. Maybe some of you out there have better examples than this one. All I can say is, if you are treated poorly, if you know for sure that something is up, then maybe take a step back. Maybe. It's up to you. I know sometimes we can look into things too deeply and it can feel like we're paranoid, but your gut doesn't lie. So you would have to know the difference when it's your gut versus when it's just your mind racing. But if you're being treated poorly and you know for sure, even if it's subtle, because not everything is over the top, then working harder is not going to work. You're not going to make things better by trying to earn their respect in that way or trying to get them to treat you better. If they've already started treating you a certain way, that's not going to change if you put yourself out there even more. I would say don't. That's me. Because I've been in that situation as well. It doesn't work. Other social scenarios can include the person including you in conversation. Say you're in a group and you're out at lunch or you're at somebody's house and you're just vibing and you're having a conversation, and every time you try to participate in the conversation, somebody, it could be the whole group, but somebody kind of jumps down your throat, almost to devalue you in front of the group. Again, could be very subtle. They may say something dismissive or twist your words like, but that's wrong of you to say, because who are you to tell so and so how to be, when that's not anywhere close to what you were trying to say. And when you try to clarify, they've already moved on with the conversation. So it's like talking to a brick wall, because they had no interest in hearing what you had to say or whether or not you were saying what they thought you were saying, and they had no interest in any clarification from you. They just wanted an opportunity to belittle you and tear you down in front of everybody, so that they can make you look foolish, probably in the hopes that the group will see you as lesser than and drop you. I've also been in that scenario. But once it happens, I remove myself, and that's what you should do, I think. That's my opinion. You do what you feel is best for you, but remove yourself. Remove yourself. If anybody from that scenario cares about you, they will try to maintain a relationship with you, or they will try to reassure you or something, or maybe even give you clarity on the person's behavior or something like that. Like, girl, that's just how she is. You don't have to take that. I don't agree with her doing it. And if they really, really, really care about you, they may even defend you, especially if you're not somebody who is agitating or trying to cause friction or anything like that. You're just trying to participate. Just do the best you can. But then you also have to consider, are you comfortable being around someone or a group of people who are seemingly okay with enabling someone who is technically a bully or potentially a bully? You have to decide if you want to stick around at that point. Again, use your own discretion. Sometimes I find when scenarios like that come up, it's probably because that person offers some sort of value, whether socially or otherwise. And that's probably why some of the behavior might be overlooked, which is concerning. What helps you to find the right people is knowing when to remove yourself. Knowing what you're going to put up with, understanding your own boundaries and respecting your own boundaries. It does help. I can say that. It definitely does. There are some other examples. Gaslighting. An example of gaslighting would be someone consistently undermines your perception of reality or makes you doubt your memory or judgment. A potential solution could be to just trust your instincts and seek validation from reliable sources. Keep a journal to document events and conversations. Or if you can, just limit your contact with said person. Another example is the silent treatment. An example of this would be a person using silence as a weapon to control you or gain power in a relationship. Now, sometimes being silent isn't always the case. You know, it's not always about this particular type of thing. Sometimes when somebody goes silent, it could be that they're thinking, it could be that they're not sure how to proceed, it could be that they need time for themselves. So you have to use your own intuition in that situation. And if it's possible to reach out and get clarity, then you can. But in the case of somebody weaponizing silence to control you, a potential solution could be to communicate openly about your feelings and concerns and don't play into the silence by begging for attention. Instead, assert your boundaries. Another one is guilt tripping. I know a lot of people know this inside and out. Sometimes it comes from parents, sometimes it comes from your peer group, people at work. Not fun. An example would be someone trying to make you feel guilty for not doing what they want, even if it's not in your best interest. A potential solution could be to recognize when guilt is being used unfairly and stand your ground, politely but firmly assert your own needs and boundaries. The next example, playing the victim. This is when a person frequently portrays themselves as a victim to elicit sympathy or manipulate others into doing their bidding. That one hits. A potential solution could be to offer support but maintain a healthy distance. Encourage them to take responsibility for their actions. Maybe that second part might not work, but I like the first half of that. Next example, selective information sharing. An example of this would be where someone only shares information that serves their agenda while withholding crucial details. A potential solution could be to ask and probe with questions to gather complete information and don't make decisions until you have the full picture. Makes complete sense. Next is flattery and love bombing. I know a lot of psychology jargon has been floating around the internet. Sometimes it's overused and misused, but it is still important to know the difference. So for flattery and love bombing, an example would be someone showering you with excessive compliments, affection, or gifts to gain your trust and manipulate your emotions. Now, that could be shown where someone is very nice to you, maybe overly so, and maybe you're overwhelmed. You're not expecting it. You're thinking, wow, this person is so incredibly nice, especially if you don't have the experience. And then maybe all of a sudden, one day out of the blue, they're nowhere. Maybe you need them. Maybe you're asking for help and they're not available. Now, under normal circumstances, you know, it could just be a thing where someone genuinely isn't available. But when it comes to love bombing, you are so taken in potentially by the person showing you so much affection and so much care. Maybe it's something you're not used to, especially if you've been deprived of certain levels of affection and caring. When someone love bombs you, you're so thirsty, you're so hungry for a healthy connection that you grab onto what is there. And when you realize what's really going on, it's too late. You're already invested, and now you have to do the painstaking work of trying to establish boundaries. It's very, very painful. Potential solution. Appreciate the positivity, but remain cautious. Take time to get to know the person better and watch for any sudden or extreme changes in behavior. Next is isolation. Example, a manipulative individual tries to isolate you from friends and family to control your support system. And I've seen this with partners. I know people who have been through this. I had been through this at one point in my life as well. It usually happens with romantic partners, even though it doesn't have to be romantic partners. It can come from family. It can come from your social group. Potential solution. Maintain connections with loved ones and be wary of anyone who discourages or interferes with your social interactions. Now, that is not the same thing as somebody maybe genuinely trying to warn you about someone. Say somebody has a pattern of certain behavior and you just want them to be aware. It's not about gossip or trying to make anyone look bad or, you know, interfere in that way. You're just trying to give the person a heads up. That to me makes sense, especially if you care about the person. Now, it's up to them if they want to proceed, but at least they did due diligence. Next, false promises. An example of this would be someone consistently makes commitments they don't intend to keep in order to keep you on their side. The potential solution: hold people accountable for their promises and actions. Be cautious if patterns of broken promises show up. And if you do try to gently hold someone accountable in a polite way, and they become distant, hostile, closed off, or resort to things like giving you the silent treatment or gaslighting or any of the above mentioned things, I think you kind of understand the situation you're in. Next, triangulation. Triangulation. Example. A person involves a third party to create tension, jealousy, or competition in your relationships. Not healthy. Not healthy at all. Like maybe a group of friends, you know, maybe it's like, it doesn't have to be three people, even though it says triangulation, it could be more people, but say one person in the group doesn't want you there. So they conspire to get other people in the group to see you in a negative light. And maybe even make up things that you haven't even done or tried, or turn things you've said or done into something malicious so as to help change their mind about you. So maybe they can gather up this group to then maybe remove themselves from you, or to start mistreating you, or to even gang up on you and bully you. And if you think that doesn't happen as an adult, it does. Solution. Address issues directly with those involved and avoid getting caught up in unnecessary conflicts. Next, negging. Someone subtly insults or criticizes you to lower your self-esteem and make you more vulnerable to their advances. They might big you up before. They might give you a lot of compliments to lure you in, to make you comfortable. And then one day out of the blue, they just say something backhanded in the form of a joke or whispering it to you so no one else can hear. That has also happened to me as an adult. People are weird. Solution: recognize such comments as red flags and distance yourself from people who engage in this behavior. Couldn't agree more. Lastly, pity play. Example, a person uses their hardships or difficulties to manipulate you into helping them or giving them what they want. I can hear the dots connecting for many of you out there. I can hear it. I can feel it. There are a few times where you may come across someone, maybe in your peer group or work situation or at home, family member who uses their hardships and bad times to gain favors and maybe material goods or money. And you really have to use your intuition here. Which leads us to the Salulu. The solution: offer support when appropriate, but be cautious of emotional manipulation. Encourage them to seek help for their problems. Going through all of these can maybe lead to a sense of paranoia, but if you know your friends and family, you know they're not the type of people to do anything like this, then you're in the clear. But when it comes to people that you're not entirely sure about, maybe you've always had a nagging feeling like something is off, you don't feel like you're 100% accepted for who you are, you feel excluded at times, and there's this veneer of diplomacy and pleasantries, and there are times when you are included, so am I looking into this one too much? Depends. Remember that recognizing these manipulation tactics is the first step to protecting yourself. Trust your instincts, maintain healthy boundaries, and seek support from friends, family, or professionals when needed. Communication and self-awareness are powerful tools in dealing with social manipulation. I hope you've enjoyed this follow-up. I hope it was even more insightful. I hope it encourages you to be more self-aware, not paranoid, just self-aware. Be gentle with yourself, take your time, and be calm and courteous. And remember to respond rather than to react. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this added value. You've been on the fringe. This is Tiger Lily signing out. See you in the next one. Thank you.